Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A hearty and booming hello to my wonderful but comparatively tiny viewers. I am the big man. There is no need to fear me. I will not harm you. Unless for some reason I don't like your tone of voice. I'm qualified to dispense advice on personal matters, financial matters, and affairs of the heart. If you've got some problem with that, I'm also qualified to crush your head like a grape. Any objections?
No.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Show is Novelty Store Big. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, it's time, Mike, to talk to Stephanie.
We don't have much time to chat, do we? It's right to the porn star.
Well, we had her scheduled for this time today.
I'm aware of that, yes.
Her name is Sunny Lane. She's a super porn star. Her website is sunnylanexxx.com. The reason she's interesting is she's managed by her mom and dad.
Shocking.
And they're on the phone right now.
All of them?
Think so. Hi, Sunny, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And
hello.
Hi there. How about mom? Are you there?
Hello there.
That's Shelby.
And how about the proud papa?
Yes, the dad's here.
The dad's here. You're all in the porn business together.
Well, it's very interesting, I must say.
This is Sunny we're talking to right now,
that's
right?
That's correct.
Okay, yes. Go ahead, Sunny.
Let me just get one thing perfectly clear about my family and I.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a physical relationship going on at all. It's a love and like any other parent would for their child out there. You know, whether if they were being a doctor or a lawyer or out at war or being an adult film actress,
no problem.
Would support them no matter what.
No problem. We would never go as far as to intimate that you had had relations with your parents.
Yeah, because that doesn't happen in the porn industry. They're behind the scenes, and I take care of the stuff all in front of the scenes, and
so
I make things happen.
I think that we know that, and having said that, we can say something to your dad, and I know that he won't be offended. If, for instance, I was to say to your dad, hey, Dad, I saw your daughter's video. I noticed that she's a 34C, but her jugs look much more amazing than that to me. She's really quite the little piece of ass.
Now, see, when you say that, Don, I would say, Mike, if someone spoke to you know, a normal father about his daughter that way, that those would probably be fighting words, but obviously you've got to deal with that. How do you deal with that?
How do I manage? She's hot as balls.
She is hot.
Obviously, she is hot. Well, first of all, her being an ice skater most of her life and being in roller skating, she's been in the limelight. So I've heard that a lot over the years.
You mean people that when she was, hold on, Mike.
Absolutely beautiful out there on the ice, you know.
Wait a minute.
I'm hearing that kind of stuff. So when they talk and stuff like that, you know, you got ears in one ear, out the other ear, you know. It's, you know, you can't take it literally. You know, hey, if she's beautiful, she's beautiful. She's my daughter.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I loved her in the movie Lollipops. Do you guys remember her movie Lollipops?
Lollipops? I was on the magazine Lollipops.
Oh, the magazine.
I'm sorry, that's the magazine you were in.
I was an editor.
Mike, back to you. What did you do before you managed your daughter's career?
Okay, I've been in the air freight business. I did air freight for over 30 years.
Worked out at the airport?
I remember the movie that I like so much.
Yeah, at the airport, yes, sir.
Cream Pie for the Straight Guy.
Oh, yeah, that was
a
good one with Kurt Lockwood.
That's a good one.
Did you have a these are magazines, I see, right.
I'll tell you another one of her good movies is About Face 2.
Ah.
Oh, that one was very good. Chris Streaming, yeah.
How long did it take to make She Bangs?
Oh, She Bangs, that was shot over 6 days, yes.
I'll
and
tell you
it
what,
was a 50 to 60-page script, and I was the female lead in it.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I was wondering if your dad had any input into this one, into one of my favorites, Flowers Squirt Shower.
Hey, I happened to see Flower in her part of the scene. Flower, I seen that squirt, but that was astonishing to me. I'm really naive to this business.
Shelby, we haven't heard from you, the mom. Did you see your daughter's work in Slut Puppies too?
Jordan.
Well, I know one thing, that the reviews are great and the fans are loving it, and it's selling off the rack. So that's a good thing. It's nominated.
Which is better, do you think, House of Ass or Brittany Rears?
Oh, House of Ass. Yes,
Tom Byron.
Is it true, Guy, Shelby, and Mike, the parents, that when she gets done doing her live performing, she takes off her costumes, her panties and such, and you put that in a baggie and get that right out to the fans?
Oh, yes, that is true. Okay, if we put it on the website, people want to buy it, you know, that's more than, you know, it's their prerogative. There's no sense. We can't wear it twice.
Mike, I'd like to break in with a disclaimer, and I know the family will be happy with this. We're getting a bunch of calls. I'd like to say this was cleared up right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
These people do not have sex together.
No.
This is normal. This is a mom and dad who are supporting their daughter.
In a business enterprise.
Right. In her pornography film career. These people do not have sex together.
Right.
Isn't that
important?
That's correct.
Isn't that
important?
Thank you so much. That is absolutely correct.
You are so welcome. Now, when you were making the movie Nutbusters, can you tell me, did you actually bust any nuts?
Oh, that was the first one. POV fan is Nutbuster. Oh, Jeff Mullen. Okay, Nutbuster. Yeah, sorry, I've done a few of them.
And you know, another one you're great in is Big Gulps.
Oh, Big Gulps, James Avalon. That was an awesome one. That was
Mom, have you seen the movie Big Gulps?
Well, I've seen everybody but her scene, you know, because we fast forward through her stuff. To be honest with you.
Oh, you do? Okay, now that's interesting. You fast forward through her scenes.
Right, we fast forward through it.
Why would that be?
Well, you know, that way we don't get, you know, we don't want to think people think that we're crazy or anything like that.
Right. Well, hold on a second. I mean, it's...
We don't think you're crazy. Let me say that right now.
You don't want people to think you're crazy. So that's the reason you fast forward through this?
No, because that's her. That is her scene. That is her. When she comes home and she's told me, hey, the scene was great.
Mm-hmm. Did you fast forward through House of Ass?
What I did was, is when she, in the non-sex roles, I watched those. But when it comes to sex, I fast forward. Okay? Because like House of Ass, he interviewed the girls.
Now, this is a tricky question, Mom, and we're on your side. You people are a great American family. And that's what we are spotlighting today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
But
yes, sir.
I have to ask a serious question.
Unique.
As long as we're talking about fast-forwarding. For instance, when your daughter was in Vault of Whores, when you get to her scene and you fast-forward it, do you close your eyes or do you watch her in super fast motion?
Okay. We basically skip the scene because we've already seen all
on
the DVD.
It's the DVD age.
You're right. We now live in the DVD age where you can actually select the scene.
In the age of a VCR, you could actually put it on that fast forward. It would actually make it look even a little more real, although going really fast. You know what I'm talking about?
But we select the scene, you know, and everything. And then, like, if she just happens to get in one, we move it on.
Sonny, when are you performing live next?
Performing live, actually, I'm doing Adult Con this weekend down at the LA Convention Center, which is going to be awesome. All the fans can come and say hello and buy my movies and Polaroids. Next week, I'm going to be down in Miami at the Exotica Miami. That's going to be for 4 days at the convention center there, second year in a row. Come down and say hello. For Genesis Magazine, I was on the cover in January issue, bringing in 2007 to the heavens.
Wow.
And then I'm going to...
We're up to date as far as right now goes. Sonny, is there any particular... And keep in mind, you know, we do have to keep it on the public airwaves here. Is there any particular thing that you're known for in the industry? And use letters instead of the words.
I can make up words for it.
Okay.
I'm really good at this.
All right, very good.
You make it fun.
Uh-huh.
So I have a couple niches. The first one would have to be my tongue, because it's a Gene Simmons tongue.
Oh, is it now?
You got a nice long tongue. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and very pointy like Gene Simmons. And I just seen him at the AVMs this past year. And he seen my tongue, and he was like, oh, my gosh, girl. It was so awesome.
Wow, awesome again, yeah.
You've seen him,
And then the next one would definitely have to be my juicy white tushy.
I see. Yeah, you got a baby got back? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right.
Now, I know that
I have a tater's booty.
I know that I can ask your dad this and he won't be offended. Does she have a juicy white booty? Dad?
Like she just said, she has a skater's booty. That's skater's what I would
booty.
Say.
Skater's booty.
What was it like when you were making the movie Pigtails Round Asses?
There it is.
Ooh, that
you
was
win.
A good one.
What was Pigtails Round Asses like?
It was absolutely wonderful because it was with Andrew Andretti.
Andretti.
Yeah, okay. She's got it for me.
Oh, Mario Andretti. Yes, Mario Andretti. One of the many Andrettis in the porn industry.
Well, he's a fifth driver, I must say. Yeah, that one was a lot of fun because that's what I'm all about. The
Mom,
store gone hardcore.
Excuse
you know?
Me, got to ask you something else. Mom, what are you proudest of your daughter for? In all of her many accomplishments,
right?
What are you proudest of?
I am so proud that she keeps her head up strong. She is happy all the time. What you see in Sunny Lane is what you see. I mean, that's her. She's just happy-go-lucky all the time.
Mike and Shelby, for both of you, I'm very curious. Before your daughter got into this, were you guys into, you know, purchasing porn? I mean, did you like watching porn yourselves?
Yes. We've been married almost 30 years, and out of the 30 years, we've watched porn.
Uh-huh.
And that's something we want to be open about because between Ron Jeremy and Nina Hartley and all them young ladies back in the day,
they
taught me and my wife a few things. That's why we might be together these 30 years.
Oh, very nice, Mike. Very nice.
I like to fall out when I was watching Hot Bods and Tall Pipes.
Have you seen, I seen Missionary Impossible. That was good movie, yeah.
How about Spunked?
Way hot.
Have you seen Spunked?
Oh, yeah, that's a mixture of a collaborative of, like, a whole bunch of movies together.
Oh, it's not like where you do pranks on people with strange sexual situations?
No, I don't think I did that one.
Here's a question for you, Sonny. How come you are in Wetter the Better 2, but I don't see you in Wetter the Better 1?
Because it's the second series of it. They usually in the movies, they have, like, Wetter the Better 1, 2, 3, 4. There's, like, a series of them.
How many more years do you continue in this industry?
I've been in 2 years now. I see myself in here for another 5 to 10.
Oh, my.
You know?
And if I could just ask
I've been really pacing myself.
5 to 10.
Excuse me. I have to once again tell our listeners who I see calling in, droves of them now. Mm-hmm. These people do not have sex with their daughter.
They're not like that.
They simply manage her career in porn,
mm-hmm.
and we're spotlighting them as American entrepreneurs.
Sonny, I'm going to ask you a question. I don't know whether you can answer it. I hope you can.
They don't have sex.
Right. How much can a today's modern porn star make in a year? A woman, how much can you make?
Well, it's up to you on how many movies you want to shoot. I'm an independent contract girl. I look at it like that. I don't have a company representing me, so I work with all facets of the industry. In 2 years, I've done 70 films. The regular girl would already done 200 films. I do mostly radio and television. I have my own show on internet radio, KS. Radio, and that's really good. And I'm out there in a lot of different junctions.
Hey, Dad.
That's why less is more, and that's why I have like Ron Jeremy as my mentor. And
oh, yes,
Hartley.
He's a good mentor to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
Dad, how often do you have to? Dad, here's a question for Dad. How often do you feel comfortable with your little girl being AIDS tested?
I didn't get that.
How often do you feel comfortable with your little bundle of joy being AIDS tested?
Oh, I think it's just absolutely positive. I mean, the more the better.
The more the better.
Would you say you can be in this
business or anything? If she's out here just dating a guy on the side, you know, you sure would like for him to be nice and clean.
So do you give her an AIDS test a week, a day?
First of all, they don't give me the test. It's through AIM, which is a health services that's for everybody of the industry or for whoever just wants to stop in and get tested. They also test for HIV. They test for gonorrhea, chlamydia, all the STDs out there. So we know, I think, as adult stars, I think we're cleaner than most of the people out there in the regular world.
I agree.
Thank you. Like, mm-hmm. I could go to a club or a bar and pick up a guy, and my dad's all worried about me if I'm going on this date. You don't know what's going to happen, who this person is.
Do you date out of the industry? Do you date regular people?
I do know people, but if it is, it's in the entertainment business that all is involved with what I have going on.
Do you have a boyfriend right now?
I don't have a serious boyfriend. I have a couple guys I am talking to and I date with. But, you know, I'm really focused on my career and where I'm going with that and my empire and making that happen. I'm a businesswoman, and I'm here to make it happen.
Amen. And here's one for the mom. When you're watching one of the films, for instance, if you're watching, I don't know, Young Sluts or Man's Best Friend or Erotica or Wild Cherries, when you're watching one of these, and I understand you go past the scenes where your daughter is,
uh-huh.
but if you're watching one of the scenes and you see a good-looking young man, do you ever want to say to your daughter, you know what, he's really a nice-looking young man. Why don't you think about getting together with him?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you have.
Oh, yes.
I have seen that. Oh, yes. I have seen some girls, too. You know, I go, oh, honey, she might be good for you, you know, or something like that. Wow.
Sonny, do you have your favorite stud in the industry?
I do. I have a few of them. Anybody that can get it up and make it happen and have a really hot scene and it's passionate and people feel.
Well, give us a name. Give us a name. Anybody in particular? Give us a name. Anybody that you like working with in particular.
Tommy Gunn.
Oh,
fantastic.
He's a good friend of our show. We've had him on many times before.
He's a class guy. He really is. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Now, Tommy Gunn, I know he is not managed by his parents.
No, he actually manages himself, but he actually knows us. So he's known my family from the beginning because when I first moved out to California 2 years ago when I started on Playboy TV and Playboy Radio with Julie Ashton and Tiffany Granis, I rented a room out from Tommy Gunn.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Hey, Mike and Shelby, what's the greatest thing about having a porn star for a daughter?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, thank you. Question. Appreciate it.
Excellent.
The greatest thing. Here would probably be the greatest thing. This is what makes it totally different. She is a great star, a superstar. And you don't see this every day.
Right.
And the parents don't see this every day.
Right.
That is what the greatest thing is because she has energy that shines a light and puts stars in everyone's eyes. Not just in the adult industry, but the mainstream and the industry at all.
Beautifully said.
She is such an entertainer.
I'm getting all cloudy.
This step, sir.
Normally, I would feel embarrassed asking this of a young lady in the company of her parents, but I'll ask you, how many guys have you jumped on top of?
Well, I've done 70 films.
How many guys do you think you've been with?
Oh, geez, who knows?
Is it usually one guy a film?
Well, you know, it just depends on what kind of scenes you do. If you do a boy-girl scene, if you do a boy-boy-girl scene, that's two guys, one girl, if you just do a girl-girl scene. Or if you, I don't do anything that degrades me or doesn't make me happy.
Good for you.
So, you know, I haven't done anything really into the extreme size of that. The most guys I've done is two guys.
But if you were going to throw out a number, if you were just going to say a rough estimate,
wild guess.
I don't know.
It's
I
an interesting
thought
point.
Of it.
Over 100, right?
I would say about maybe 150. Yeah,
150.
About
150. 200.
Now, listen, if our audience can keep it in their pants, would you like to take a couple of calls?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Okay, I want to say again, these people do not have sex with their daughter.
Right.
What they're doing
right.
is A-OK. We're spotlighting them as an American success story.
Family business.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. You're on
Hello.
The air.
Hello.
Hey there. This is Sunny Lane.
Oh, somebody was too nervous to talk to you, Sunny.
They were shy.
Uh-oh.
Dad liked that.
Oh, and you know what? About that dating thing?
Yes.
You know, I look at, like, when I go to a shoot, I'm going on a date right now. Uh-huh. Whether it's a guy or a girl, I know they're tested. I know we're clean. You know, I know who they are. Or maybe I don't know.
Well, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that probably wish all dates were like that.
Oh, totally.
Yes, totally. Right.
So I'm looking at this like it's a healthy, positive thing about being in the industry and making it happen as an entertainer.
Healthy more than anything else.
Well, mm-hmm. Listen, we really don't have time for calls. Everyone's calling and no
okay.
one...
Okay.
Really, I guess we'll have to do it another time.
No one really seems
Everybody
to understand
there.
The direction that we're taking this in.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank you both mom and dad for being on the show.
Mike and Shelby Lane along with Sunny Lane.
Along
Thanks
with,
for being so respectable to us.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for being a mom and dad who not only stayed together and kept your marriage together with your daughter, yes. You're involved with your daughter's life. I say more power to you.
Bravo. Yes, absolutely. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Good luck to you all.
Thank Jesus.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Friend we have in Jesus.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
You are awesome. Hello?
Hello. This is Sunny.
Oh, Sunny, yes. You can hang up now.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to say thank you guys very much, and it was wonderful chatting with you. And sunnylanelive.com is my website.
Thank you, Sunny.
You are awesome, and your mom and dad are awesome.
We'll mention it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you're not having sex with them.
Oh, no. Oh, thank God, you know?
That would be gross. Yeah.
That would be taboo.
There would be something wrong about that.
That would be very wrong.
Twisted. I mean, seriously, and that's what, like, we've done a lot of interviews, and a lot of people are cornering my parents about that, and that's why I really just had to get that out.
Not here.
All your mom and dad do is manage your career. They don't have sex with you. Come on.
Exactly.
What you and your mom and dad do is a beautiful, natural thing.
Totally.
I'm going to say that. There, I've said it.
You said it, and I'm glad somebody said it. Thank you, Sonny.
Y'all get it.
Y'all get it of the 2007 sexuality and what's happening in this generation.
Next time you're in town, feel free to stop by the studio.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
That went well.
I have to say this. I am really, really glad you arrived. I wouldn't have done that in a million years. I think that was the best way. You know what? I feel like a window has been opened. Uh-huh. This is brilliant.
So you see, a boy-boy-girl scene has two boys and a girl. Now, a girl-girl scene has two girls.
And right. A lot of the movies, they make, you know, a one and then a two and then a three.
We didn't ask her if there was a girl-girl-girl-boy scene.
And she's never done anything with more than two guys.
And I'm looking up on the screen, and I'm seeing, you know, I'm hoping that people are going to get on.
Roll with the punches.
Get in with the vibe that we have going here.
It was a pretty great vibe.
And just maybe say to them, you know, you're great. It's just so wonderful you're not having sex. But all we got were I saw on the screen, everyone was the standard, this is awful. How could these parents be doing this? Why are you condoning this with them?
Exactly.
I did air freight for 30 years.
And you know what? They walk away from that interview high-fiving each other.
Yeah.
And you know what's great? This means we'll be able to interview them again sometime.
Maybe in studio.
Those guys really got it. Thank you for respecting me.
We understand 2007 sexuality. Mm-hmm. I would have an Uzi. I wouldn't even know how to use it, but I'd learn in an afternoon.
That's great. Well, remember, they don't watch her scenes, Mike.
No, they fast forward. They skip through them now.
They skip them.
In the DVD age.
They skip through them.
I wonder if they would send us something that we could skip through. I should call.
Yes. Got plenty of takers for that around here.
She was also in Lip Lock, my word that rhymes with lock.
Oh, it's a poem.
There's a lot. You know what? And the greatest thing about interviewing a porn star is the porn titles.
Oh yeah.
And you know what? You thought it was a movie, too, and look at the magazines. Lollipops, did you ever hear that magazine? We talk about magazines all the time.
No.
Maybe the magazine is the springboard to the motion pictures.
Genesis. Hustler. You ever hear that one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Hustler.
Purely 18. Fox magazine.
She's been on Wii.
Fox is a good magazine.
AVN magazine.
Playboy lingerie.
There's Hustler.
Private Dancer.
Well, they're all there.
I've never heard of this one. Finally Legal.
Wow.
She was on the cover of Live Young Girls.
And, you know, after I spoke to her in advance and spoke to her parents, I was really counting on a whatnot, and there wasn't one to be seen.
I'm surprised.
She's been on the best of Night Calls.
Wow.
593.
Uh-huh. Hey, now.
Hello.
All right, well, there she is, and there's her website, and there's her parents, and, well, pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.